Yeah, hello Pawan, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good evening to you, Vishal. I'm good, thank you.
Yeah.
Vishal, for this patient, Mike Mack, right?
Yeah, Mike Mack.
Yeah, for that guy, I know the attorney signed a lien, but the problem is they're acting up a little bit. They say they want us to go through the insurance and all that, right? So, but we're going to bill the insurance, the attorney about it, because they signed the lease already. We don't have to wait for the payments and all that. The patient has deductible, all those factors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So what, just be on the safe side, right? Just submit the prior auth request to Cigna also, the patient's insurance. Let's see what happens. But we have to keep pushing the attorney for it. But just send the prior auth request to
Cigna also.
Okay. That's the patient's insurance. We marked it as an active or secondary or something. But send it to Cigna.
Got it.
Prior auth request to Cigna. So just in case they said, oh, we're not going to pay or anything, at least we have this and we can bill Cigna for it. Otherwise, it's going to be an issue. Right?
We don't have to
tell the attorney that we also submitted the prior auth request to Cigna.
Yes, yes. Got it.
Yeah?
Yeah, so, okay, yeah. Sure.
Yeah, okay. Thanks. And the other one, Robert Walker, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the issue with Robert Walker?
Robert Walker?
Yeah. You said the OWCP, you talked to them, you have not authorization request for this procedure, right?
Yeah.
If it's eligible for 6448384, but the rep said he's eligible for it, but not sure why the case examiner denied it.
Yeah,
so,
this is when we checked that the case is showing denied. So when we contacted them, they stated that the case was denied by the case manager.
Okay.
Yeah. And they, when we asked for the reason, that what is the reason to denied, so they stated that the patient has to contact the case manager. And then case manager will provide that information to the patient. They are stating like that to us only.
Okay, and then he's scheduled for next Tuesday, right?
Yes, right.
So, do you think we'll have enough time to get the prior auth and all that at this point?
So, once we'll come to know what is the exact reason, then we can do the needful. So, today from the office side, can someone call the patient and ask the patient to contact the case manager?
Yeah, they are going to do that, and they may have already done that. So we are waiting for the patient's feedback. So I sent a message, EMR message, to Kiri and Merlin. So you are CC'd out there too. So I asked them to keep me posted, me and you posted. So we'll, on the EMR message, we should receive it for Robert Walker.
Yeah.
Let's wait for what they have to say.
Okay.
On the sure. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And for that one? Yeah. I'll take the
oath
from the Cigna as well, okay?
Okay, yeah. And for Darlene Herbert, right? Again, OWCP, we contacted. That's the score that you said, right?
Yeah, right.
So she tried contacting OWCP, but they are saying, I believe, we cannot even find her in the system based on her social security number or date of birth or her name. So she was wondering what was going on, and she wanted if there's a specific number that she can contact in order.
Yes, I'll message, I think, Kerry. I received a message from the Kerry.
Yeah, she have tried to get in touch with you yesterday, Kerry,
yes,
or
yes.
Someone.
I will provide the phone number today, okay? On what phone number the patient has to contact.
Thanks, Usha.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.